Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Welcome to The Drive with A.D. Raff and Amon Gray. Former Husker football national champion, speaker, and author, Aaron Davis.
Nebraska will win the national championship. The Cornhuskers beat Miami. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Former Arena Football League quarterback, former head coach of the Capital City Crush, and guru of Husker football history, Chris Raff.
25 straight wins for the Cornhuskers. One of the most dominating stretches in college football history.
We may have seen one of the best teams in the history of college football tonight.
12-year NFL veteran.
He's got some speed to go with strength.
Huskers and Green Bay Packers Hall of Famer.
Shovel pass to Green into Vikings territory. Bodily brought down.
And University of Nebraska esports coach Amon Green.
Look at Green all by himself. 20, 10, touchdown.
Sponsored by Doors Plus on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, everybody, we're back again. This is The Drive on 93.7 The Ticket. Hour 2 is proudly sponsored by Doors Plus. If your garage door needs maintenance, you need an entirely new garage door, give Cameron Hall and his team a call today at 402-590-5800. Doors Plus is locally owned and handles everything from residential or commercial garage doors, garage door openers, safety tune-ups, or custom design. Visit DoorsPlusLLC.com to learn more. Doors Plus, garage doors, and more.
Ooh. Unknown texture 1000 says, AG like Cat Williams, he's taking receipts.
Exactly.
Our other sponsor right now is Beatrice Bakery Holiday Giveaway. The holiday season, we are partnering with Beatrice Bakery for some holiday cake giving. Tune in to your 93.7 ticket shows all holiday season to nominate people, organizations that you believe are in need of some delicious cakes, courtesy of Beatrice Bakery. From Grandma's Fruitcake, Chocolate Rum, Strawberry Daiquiri, and much more, Beatrice Bakery 93.7 The Ticket want to gift the world of yum to the most deserving people in Lincoln. Head to BeatriceBakery.com to view their selection and get some cakes for your holiday get-together. Send us a text with the person you are nominating and a few sentences saying why to our Sutter Hammond text line, 402-464-5685, or an email, info@theticketfm.com. All cakes must be picked up at the Ticket Studios, 1040 O Street, right here downtown Lincoln, within 2 days of the winning. Gentlemen, gentlemen, Terry Braden, the new line coach that spent the past 8 years with the Chiefs. You guys, he's got three Super Bowls right there, 8 seasons right there. He served the team's assistant defensive line coach from 2021 to 2024. What are you guys' initial thoughts on Braden? I'm just going to tell you mine right away. I think it was my former defensive back, Boodle? No.
DiCaprio.
DiCaprio. Mentioned, he goes, great hire. Obviously, he spent time with him when he was in the Chiefs. Anytime you're coming from a pedigree of Andy Reid, is what I'm going to say. You're sitting under a guy with that tutelage of Andy Reid. You've learned some things. You've heard some things. You've been around some things. AG is no different than the guys under the Holmgren tree. Those guys all spent time around greats and geniuses. Those things rub off on you after a while. I like the hire personally with Braden coming in. Spent a lot of time as a high school coach as well. He's a young guy. He played quarterback for 3 seasons at Howard University there in Washington, D.C. Then he transferred to Tuskegee down in Alabama. Played quarterback as well there, graduate degree in social work. He spent a lot of time around some people. Quarterback graduate from assistant at Bethune-Cookman University as well. And he was named to the first American Football Coaches Association top 30 under 30 class that year. Those are things I like to see. More importantly, other than his background work, you know, coaching high school, et cetera, down in Florida, the times he's been at Tuskegee, Howard, and Bethune, I like how he's been around the likes of Andy Reid for the past 8 years and working with the defensive linemen they have there. you guys' take. Nick, go ahead. What's your initial take? We go 30 seconds. We'll get back on top.
I would sit here and say this. I mean, it's an interesting hire because the NFL perspective, certainly, right? We also know in terms of connections down in the state of Missouri and the state around Kansas as well, that's a part and a recruiting area that Nebraska likes to tap into. So you have that piece of well as well. I just think also being around a football guy, Nebraska needs to reinvent their defense. So we're going to learn a lot, I think, over these next couple of months about what their defense is going to look like. Tony White's gone. Terrence Knighton's gone. Nebraska's defensive line was one of the better units on that side of the ball this year. Defensive backs was not. And so there's a lot of unanswered questions. You bring in Phil Simpson as well, who I know we're going to mention in a second, who brings that Florida connection to it as well. But you bring in Coach Simpson, you bring him back after he was an analyst 2 years ago, and now you bring in Coach Braden from Kansas City. There's a lot of unanswered questions, and unfortunately, we won't get any answers to those until they play on Saturdays, you know, in 2025.
Absolutely. Raph, you look at what Mick just mentioned there, the connection we have. We're trying to reestablish that in the Kansas City area, man, and get guys there. A guy like him is well-known in that area. What was your initial thoughts on bringing in a guy for the pros?
Well, other than the fact that he coached for the Chiefs, but I mean, I'll tell you what, I think it's a really good hire because he's paid his dues. He's worked his way up. He's probably on the verge of probably getting a defensive line coaching job somewhere along lines of the NFL. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the NFL these days, who's one of the best interior linemen in the NFL going these days?
Boy, that's right there right now.
Yep, Chris Jones.
Chris Jones.
He's the assistant defensive line coach there. So he's had a chance not only, like you said, to learn from Andy Reid, learn from the defensive line coaches there, and be around those players. So I think it's a really good hire for Nebraska, and it's one of those where you have some background where we can actually look back and say, okay, this is what he's done. So I think it'd be very advantageous not only for the defensive line, but I also think it'll maybe even help John Butler, just because he's been around that Steve Spagnuolo scheme in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And if they're each bringing something to that defense, so I think it's all positive for Nebraska.
Rav, you bring up a good point. AG, bring up the Spagnuolo. And just Spagnuolo, you got CJ there, of course, Chris Jones, and then Andy Reid. The number of people who've come in and out of there, he's seen how pro – now, think we're talking about pro, three Super Bowl champions right
yep,
there.
Yep.
On the verge, possibly going to three-peat, first time in who knows how long.
Ever.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly, ever. Everybody's been knocked off of it. AG, you think about the pedigree and the things he's been rubbed on, the things he has seen, the things he experienced, the things he has learned. You know as well as I do, maybe like bringing you guy to bringing you guy in as a running backs coach, there's certain things you only know unless you've been there or have done it yourself. How big will that be for those young defensive linemen, hint to Kayona Davis that came back? How big will that be for the tutelage of him bringing a guy like Braden in?
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
I mean, it's huge because they'll get the expert analysis of what they need to do, how to develop and get better. You know, being told the right tasks they need to do in the offseason to get better at the positions, and during in-season, during the games, during practices, they could, you know, he could watch film and know in a couple plays like the adjustments they need and what the scheme they're working with and how the working that scheme as a D lineman, you know, and then, you know, making sure they, you know situations, being aware, you know, when you know, knowing, you know, having D lineman, you know, point out a screenplay before it's pops out, things of that nature, knowing it's third down situation, third and 15, you got to get a first down and know how to rush the quarterback or whatever. And when you don't have no guys blitzing and how to still get pressure with four guys or three guys rushing, you know, so that is what somebody with a lot of experience brings into teaching young people how to play the game.
AG, I said cheat coaches, like you said, they can see the screen before it even comes to fruition. When you watch a game with a guy like yourself, you watch a particular, I'm just saying from experience with a Jay Foreman, and Nick, you know this as well. you guys see things very quickly and from a different perspective because you did it at the highest level. And AG, the biggest change for me, that little dude I was going from high school when I could run by people to when I got to college, you had defensive ends running with you. You mentioned a story like that a few times, I think when you're playing Minnesota, one of those teams that I can't even imagine the speed, how it changes from college to pros. That's one of the things that Tyrone Williams told me, Eric Stokes told me, all you guys have said, dude, it is blistering speed, the change. You think about that aspect of it, though, and how you guys see things just differently because you've experienced it firsthand. It's not somebody that was just kind of around the way. No, you saw it and experienced it firsthand. If you didn't do it yourself, you coached it. That's what I think that a guy like Braden brings in a lot. Let's get to Phil Simpson real fast. Phil Simpson is going to be coaching outside linebackers, I believe, on that. He is going to be he was the head coach at Homestead High School there for four seasons, 2019 to 2022. He was also named Miami Herald Coach of the Year in 2021. Obviously, he was here for a couple two years that he spent with us.
1 year. 1 year. He was here Matt Rule's first season.
First year. Then went to Florida State. He has that connection in Florida. It's a hotbed. Raph, how critical is for Phil Simpson, knowing what we're trying to do? We're trying to recruit heavily down there in those key areas. We've got a few guys on our roster from there right now. Got some signs in our signing class. How big is it for a guy like Phil Simpson's pedigree to be on the staff as we're rebuilding this? And quite honestly, Nick, I want you to be standing on deck for this. Will we have a new defensive backs coach?
I'm on deck.
Yeah. So go ahead, brother.
I think it just follows in line with, you know, how they had that big hand that was going into Texas, having all those connections down there, being that they had coached down there. So I think it's kind of the same thing in Florida. You bring a guy on staff, he's got great high school pedigree down there to where he's going to be able to have those connections, you'd think, with a lot of high school coaches down there. So I think it's positive for Nebraska on that.
Aspect. Another three names, AG, real quick, and then before I go to you on that question, three names that rest in Nebraska laurel, two in particular. Leslie Dennis, Palmetto, Florida.
Yeah.
Tyrone Williams, Palmetto, Florida. Tommy Frazier, Palmetto, Florida. Went to Bradenton, but they lived in that Palmetto area. Mm-hmm. That is literally a growth bed of talent down there. And that was he was entrenched at. AG, yes. Real fast, because of that, because we had the Nebraska, Calabasas. That didn't pan out very well, but to have those connections help. Yeah. AG, how critical is it to have coaches on your staff who already have ins and roads and relationships with high school coaches in those areas?
Well, it's just really easy for them to tap in. And when an athlete comes through that high school, you just got to make one phone call and send your coach on one trip to go down there, because he's already developed the relationships with the coaches that are coaching the high school players to say, hey, we got a connection with Nebraska. Because when high school coaches can have a connection with any school, any at the next level, at the college level, that is beneficial for the player, because then there's an opportunity for that player to then take their skills and get their education at a higher level. And then obviously benefits from, you know, both sides benefit if it works out well. That means the school gets a great athlete and the athlete gets, you know, a chance to get a degree and have a great career and go on to the next level, to the NFL or basketball, baseball, whatever sport they're playing. So that pipeline connection is key. You got to get them started and keep them going by keeping, I say, in connection and in good communication with the high school coaches.
Phil Simpson is going to be coaching outside linebackers. He also played at Temple as well, coach under Coach Rule, and he also served as their defensive line coach for his final two seasons that he was there. So these are guys that coach knows, but more importantly, there's guys who have done it before. You guys, we understand. Okay, I'm not saying you had to play at the highest level, but it sure helps. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or at least play the position or have some experience. You're not saying, well, yeah, I'm going to go from an analyst to a coach right away. No, you got to earn your stripes and earn and get that experience.
Yeah, that is so important. I mean, yes. To have not only have college football experience, not only to have NFL experience, but have good quality experience, you know, mm-hmm. like Brady, like Terry has. Being with Andy Reid, I met him a few times and I saw exactly, like within a 2 minute, we had a 10 minute conversation. Within the first minute, I knew why Dorsey Levens loved this guy.
Wow.
Because he was all about being he was a player's coach. Mm-hmm. He got to know their players right away and gave them what they wanted and told them what they needed it when they needed it. You know, sometimes he's like, hey, we got to buckle down. We got a hard practice this week. We got a tough team. You know, sometimes, you know what? And he was a guy that loved to run the ball. You know, he knew he had Brett Favre in on the roster, but sometimes that's where you see the run game come in. So he was a big advocate to get Dorsey and any other running back that was on along with Dorsey on the football field. And he could talk to the players and know, like, okay, this is the time to do this. You know, I know we have a guy who got a big arm and is very talented, but we're going to win this game by running the ball. And that's where, when you get that buy-in from the players, that is priceless and it goes forever. And so if Terry, if he sat there and watched it, I know I would have took notes, you know, on how to build that buy-in, because once you get players buy-in, that player would do damn near anything for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Breaking news too right now.
Before we go to break, I'll say this real quickly. Ralph, go ahead. Nate Borkature into the portal yesterday, as well as Isaiah McMorris and Jacob Hood as well.
That Borkature one's a little bit more important than I think people might realize.
Yeah, that one really. Oof.
Also not the tight end I was expecting.
No. Raffy,
West Virginia football's got a new football head coach.
So does UNLV.
They're old. Both of them made it official.
Yeah. They're old football head coach.
Go ahead.
Rich Rodriguez
returns back again.
UNLV hires former Florida and Mississippi State head coach Dan Mullen.
Dan Mullen.
Hey, I didn't take your breaking news. You don't take mine.
You said it. I repeated after you said it.
Okay.
You said Dan Mullen. I go, Dan Mullen.
Slow down, Nate.
I was just supporting you. Nick Fainter.
Hit him, Seabass!
All I want for you is broadcaster of the year. That's all I want for you. I support.
Skaper, good morning. I think it's very important those kids are being recruited by someone who played at the highest level. Do they have to have played there? No, but it sure helps. Like, you don't need running shoes to run, but it sure as hell helps to run, though.
That's tough.
Oh, I guess I'm not tough. Okay.
I used to be pretty fast barefooted.
Folks are going to break. We'll be right back.
I can do it in Crocs. Dude.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.